U.S.
You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Hey, now that kind of music make you want to go to church, now, won't it, Pappy?
That did make me want to go to church, sitting there and playing with this black cat right here.
Hey, now, listen, 2017 is a new year. Now, that song, made popular by Ray Stevens, but obviously an old Southern gospel hymn, Turn Your Radio On, good advice for anyone out there, any Saturday night at 6 p.m. Central Time, turn your radio on to the Liberty News Radio Network, or if you're in Memphis, AM 1600 WMQM, turn your radio on.
You know what you brought up, church. You know how we.
Are you gonna go back to church in 2017?
You know what? We're famous for jumping the tracks. So I'm gonna jump the tracks right now. The locomotive and all 100 cars following us jumping the tracks. I'm glad you brought up church.
Are you gonna go back this year?
I miss it so bad. But you know what? Like I told Brother Wayne Webb, I just can't do it, man. Because if I go back, I have to tithe. If I tithe, I know it's going to go to this creep, Russell Moore, up here in the Southern Baptist Convention, and all these white.
You know, he's coming under fire. A lot of churches have turned on him. A lot of Southern Baptists.
He ain't coming under enough fire.
Well, not enough, because he's still in office. But a lot of churches, a lot of major Southern Baptist churches, have said they're going to withhold their tithe money to the
SBC. Here's what I'll do. I'll tell you what. If the Southern Baptist Convention and the Southern Baptists will get up and they will apologize for the grievous sin they've committed against their ancestors and ours, and stop urinating on the graves of the Confederate dead.
And the Confederate flag, which is a Christian flag, by the way.
Absolutely.
That X on the Christian flag, which hangs in our studio, is a cross. Not all Christians were crucified on T-shaped crosses. Many were crucified on X-shaped crosses, which is why the Confederate battle flag is in the shape of an X.
And I challenge you to find any facsimile of a cross in that flag of occupation that's flying over us now. You know, I challenge you to find a cross in that rag, you know. But until the Southern Baptist Convention will get on their knees and beg, mind you, God Almighty for forgiveness for urinating and defecating on the graves of their ancestors, the Confederate dead. Until they do that, until they kick that Russell Moore out of the Southern Baptist Convention, Pappy will not be seen in setting a pew in the Southern Baptist Church or any other church that cottons to that. And excuse me, people, for running the train off the tracks. I see we just have the train putter back on her machine.
Hey, listen, when you're on, it's freestyle. When you're on, it's no holds barred. Hey, but listen, 2017, a new year. We were talking in the break about the great year that 2016 was. Of course, this is the first show of 2017. I want to thank again. We've thanked them every hour. I want to thank the audience one more time at the top of this hour for the outpouring of support that this show received during December of 2016, our fourth quarter fundraising drive, especially the last week of December, especially New Year's Eve, the last day of December, when we broke all records for online contributions received from our audience to this program. You enable everything that we do. You enable 2016. We talked about last week the top 20 from 2016. The most incredible year, the most successful year, the most triumphant, the most victorious year we've ever experienced. Just the top five from the top 20 to remind you of what we covered all show last week. Being named one of the top 20 right-wing media fixtures responsible for Donald Trump, yeah, I don't think many people could celebrate that, but we can. Being attacked by Hillary Clinton, being named by the person who was at that time the front runner for president of the United States being denounced by her. Of course, we were denounced by Trump too, so we really double dipped on that one. Well,
who will we not be denounced by?
Specifically, Hope Hicks, not Trump himself.
James, what we need to do? We need to keep a list of who we have not been denounced.
Well, that would
by.
Be a short list. Pretty much, Sam Bushman would be the only one. Receiving press credentials to the Republican National Convention, interviewing Donald Trump Jr. Thanks to Sam Bushman, and of course, receiving press credentials from the Trump campaign and broadcasting our show live from his press pen there in Memphis, which of course started off a domino effect and a chain reaction in 2016, a year the likes of which we've never known before. And every year gets bigger and better. We thought it would never get bigger and better, Eddie, than 2015 when you and I were denounced by name on the congressional record when we rallied nearly 600 people at Nathan Bedford Forest Park. We thought it would never get better than 2015 until 2016 came.
Yeah, when you got congressmen, and United States senators denouncing you.
On the record.
On the record.
Saying you're reprehensible. Your own congressman said you were reprehensible.
That's pretty bad, son. Hey, something personal here, too. I would like to thank the audiences for praying for me, because I don't know, some of you might not have tuned in. I had one hellacious bike wreck on Christmas Day. And I know the people, some of the people in the audience, I know James.
We made mention of this on the show. Yes, we did.
You know
that's
what?
That's why you weren't on the Christmas Eve, or rather the New Year's Eve broadcast. On Christmas Eve, you were out of town.
That's
on
right.
New Year's Eve, you would have been in last week, but you had a bike wreck. You were in the VA.
It was the mother of all bike wrecks. And I'm here to flat to tell you, listen, and you may not believe this, but it's true. It's true. It's almost a miraculous healing. And it's not just my miraculous healing power, but I would like to throw this out there, just to interrupt the show one more time. I would like to thank you people out there who've kept me in your prayers, because I'm telling you flat out, I'm like good as gold right now. I'm not supposed to go back to full speed activities until Wednesday, but I went out today and I said, I feel great. And it's just, I'm way ahead of schedule. And I know for sure without the prayers of James and his family, the family of the cesspool, hey, I would still be laying in the bed. So thank you very much. I'm sorry for interrupting, but
and that's
I
why you weren't here. Of course, you were out of town on Christmas Eve, and thank you for sharing that. You were out of town on New Year's Eve because you were in the hospital. Or you were out of the studio, I should say, on New Year's Eve, in town, in the hospital. But we're glad to have you back with us on the first broadcast of 2017. It was a great 2016. I think 2017, can we beat 2016? Well, that's a tall order indeed. But there are some things lining up. I can't go into complete detail right now, but there are some things lining up that's certainly going to give us a great start to 2017. No one can see the future. But 2017 will be a great year, and it's going to get started off with some fireworks before this month is over. I guarantee you that. Stay tuned for that. And more on that certainly to come. Eddie, any New Year's resolutions that you made as an individual? Any hopes? I asked Keith this at the top of the show. Any personal resolutions you made for the new year? Any hopes you would like for this show to accomplish or to see in the year to come, the next 12 months?
You know what? I guess I'm remiss. I'm not good at making New Year's resolutions, but I tell.
Perhaps you're good at making them, but just not keeping them, which would make you like me.
But I would, and this is again is a personal and between me and my Christianity, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I've made a vow. I would like to get up like I did. Well, I guess we'll have to cover this when we come back from the music. I'll tell you.
All right, you're
going to
leave him
hanging.
Yeah. Eddie's New Year's resolution.
Hang on, folks.
When we come back. And then I will tell you, you know, we did the top 20 last week, top 20 moments of 2016. I'm going to tell you one item that didn't make the cut. Item number 21, and it involves Eddie.
Who screwed me, man?
All right. Hey, we're going to tell you all that and more when we come back.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Okay, so as you know, this is the first show of the new year. This was supposed to be the last of the shows of the festive season, which we consider on this radio program to be the last show of October, Halloween, our anniversary. All the way through the first show of the new year, we have a lot of fun. We cut up. We make good on the previous 10 months, which were filled with dread and despair and all of the items like we've been covering tonight, the situation in Chicago and Fort Lauderdale, respectively, that make the political cesspool, well, the political cesspool. And we got shortchanged tonight on having this celebratory first of the year show by those two circumstances. But anyway, last week we covered the top 20 moments of the political cesspool in 2016. Now, I'm not going to rehash that because we covered it the entire 3 hours of last week's show. We normally do a top 10 recounting at the end of every year, but last year was so big, we did a top 20 recounting. There was one item that would have made the list any other year but 2016. And because of the significance of the year that was, it didn't even make the top 20, but it did come in at number 21, and it involves the Dear Bombardier, Dr. Pappy, Eddie. All right, now you'll remember this. Now, we kicked off 2016 with a bang on the first show of last year, and this particular instance did make the top 20 list. Sam Bushman was calling in from Oregon, where he was participating in a very peaceful, law-abiding march in support of the ranchers there who were being discriminated against by FedGov, but he was there to give us the first accounting, first-hand report of the situation at the National Wildlife Refuge and the takeover of that facility. We scooped that, thanks to Sam, on this network, on this show, before all of the establishment press. Now, that made the top 20 list, but also during the first week of 2016, there was another event that came in at number 21. All right, so there was this story that came out about the loyal white knights of the Ku Klux Klan.
Yes, sir.
This is number 21 on the list. It didn't make the top 20. This was an honorable mention.
Lee surrendered. I didn't.
Okay, all kidding aside. So this Klan group, which we obviously have nothing to do with, and
of course
we're not a member of, but it was planning a march, I think, in North Carolina. Anyway, it was a story about a Klan group that was planning a march. This made the Associated Press. This went worldwide. This story about a Klan group with which we're not affiliated at all.
Of course not.
Was illustrated with a picture of Eddie Miller holding our Confederate flag at our event at Nathan Bedford Forest Park 6 months earlier in June of 2015. All right, so basically the establishment press illustrated a story about the Klan with a picture of Eddie from an event 6 months earlier that had nothing to do with the story at hand. That's your mainstream media. That would have normally made the top 10 if 2016 had not been such a monumental year. You remember that story, though.
Well, I wear many hats. But I do remember that story. I remember that story all too well. You know, our audience, our old audience has been with us a while. You've probably heard me say this before. It's one of the few times in the history of this show that I was kind of anxious because we had to go down there empty-handed, if you know what I mean. But
you're talking about the Nathan Bedford Forest event,
right?
Not the Klan event.
That's right. Well, I get them mixed up. But yeah, I'm just kidding you, people. I'm talking about the Nathan Bedford Forest. Incidentally, I run through that park every now and then, and tears come to my eyes all the time. I run downtown a lot in Memphis. But yeah, I was really apprehensive. I guess it just goes to show I don't have this intuition like women do, but I just had this real strong feeling that me and James were going to get be involved in a drive-by shooting that day.
You're going back to 2015 now. That wasn't even last year. That was the 2015 summer event at Forest Park.
They kind of run together.
They do.
But you know what? We've been down there a bunch of times, though. Me and James have been down there quite a few times with our Confederate flags, and the times really do come together. But, you know, anytime we're down there with our flags, James, we are susceptible to having the old drive-by, buddy.
Well, there's no doubt about it in a place like Memphis. But again, this situation, though, which would have been number 21 on our list, which would have been in the top 10 any other year just because of the amount of publicity it generated. But last year was a year in which publicity generated by this show was not a short supply. But the picture that NBC and through NBC, many other lesser known media entities used to illustrate a story about the Ku Klux Klan was, of course, a picture of Eddie at our event months earlier. Now, folks, believe me, I have been a part of media for 12 years. I have seen a lot since I first took microphone in hand as a host of the Political Cesspool. But even in my extensive experience, that incident actually took media dishonesty to unprecedented depths. That's saying quite a bit. Anyway, Eddie, I really wanted to work that into the top 20. But if you look at our top 20 list, you'd be hard-pressed to find one that didn't deserve to be there. But that was one that certainly deserves covering on this, our first show of the new year, because that was a pretty significant incident in that a picture from an unrelated event with you holding a Confederate flag was used to globally illustrate a story on the Ku Klux Klan.
You know, I don't think I've really grown off the tracks now, but you know, there was no, if there's ever been a holy war in the history of the world, you know, the war that the South fought against the invaders from the North, that was a holy war. We fought to defend home and hearth. We really did to defend the Constitution of the United States. And you know, at every opportunity, our enemies in the media will use any excuse to slander us. And this just goes to show, if they can't find a legitimate excuse, they will manufacture one.
That's
like
right.
Like taking this flag. You know, God forbid.
This Christian, godly, righteous flag.
Yeah, the godly, righteous flag. I point out again, show me a cross in that rag that's flying in Washington, D.C. right now. We have a cross right here. We have a flag, the battle flag here in the studio right now. It has the St. Andrew's cross in it. You know, it's a Christian cross. It's a Christian flag. And, you know, our enemy.
South, of course, with its motto, with its the official seal for the Confederate States of America, Deo Vindis, with God our Vindicator. They wanted to be known that this was a Christian or was a Christian nation from 1861 to 1865. Still is in our hearts. Still is occupied in our minds. But nevertheless, that's something. Everything you said is completely and 100% legitimate, and I echo your sentiments 100%. But before we go to break, though, and I don't want to go back to this because we have other ground we need to cover and what the little remains of the first show of the new year. But you did send something to me from the Washington Post. We've been covering this all night, of course, the situation in Chicago. That's been the dominant theme in tonight's broadcast. But you sent something to me from the Washington Post that I'd like you to quickly comment on before we go to the break and then shift gears again for the final two segments of the night. The Washington Post writes, if you believe that discrimination against white people is rampant, that Donald Trump supporters face persecution, that Chicago is a war zone, that the media is dishonest, then your entire worldview has been confirmed by one awful story. So basically, if you see things as they are, the media is mocking you by saying, well, this one event, this anomaly, which is not an anomaly at all, it's par for the course, confirms your worldview. In fact, what they're saying is, if this is your worldview, then you're so stupid, and this one random event could confirm it. You really need to go back to school. Your thoughts on this mocking, joking screed from the Washington Post?
You know, it goes back to illustrate what George Orwell knew way ahead of his time. You know, he talked about the Institute of Truth. He talked about Big Brother. They talked about the memory hole. They talked about the doublespeak, newspeak. I mean, this is like the doublespeak and the newspeak combined, where they sit there and they tell you, don't believe, and they when the news media, the dying media, the dinosaur media, they hold up this incident that happened in Chicago, like James said, and pretend that it's just a small, minor happening that never happens, except on rare occasions. We'll have to cover the rest of this when we come back, because folks, if you can hear the music as well as I can, probably. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. 6 weeks after he murdered 9 people at a church in Charleston, South Carolina, Dylann Roof wrote in his journal that, I would like to make it crystal clear, I do not regret what I did. I am not sorry. I have not shed a tear for the innocent people I killed. That journal entry was placed at the center of the death penalty case presented by prosecutors as the trial of the now-convicted mass murderer enters its sentencing phase. Roof was convicted last month for hate crimes under a federal statute. Under the Constitution, murder is a state offense, and federal preemption of this case might actually make it more difficult for state prosecutors to seek the death penalty. Since the federal death penalty statute was reinstated in 1988 and expanded in 1994, the government has taken a little more than 200 such cases to trial, and juries have handed down punishments of life in prison about twice as often as they have opted for the death penalty, points out the Washington Post. Roof's case presents a complication because the ninth grade dropout has chosen to represent himself and to offer almost no real defense. In his brief opening statement, Roof told the jury that he had fired his lawyers because he did not want them to offer mitigation evidence regarding his mental health. There is nothing wrong with me psychologically, he emphasized. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to libertynewsdaily.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
See, you know, the problem, Eddie, when you say we'll cover something after the break is that we both forget what it was we were going to cover.
In which break?
3 minutes, 3 minutes ago. I'll have to go back to the archives and recall what you said a moment ago.
No idea.
What you wanted to cover. Because I sure don't remember.
Well, my baby girl
before we get to that, there was something, though, that you said you were going to cover at the end of the first segment that we never did get to either. And so we'll cover that very quickly. You said you don't do New Year's resolutions, but you were going to share with the audience what you would like to see this show accomplish. A very accomplished show. What further accomplishments you would like to see us garner over the course of the next 12 months?
Well, I do have a personal resolution, too, and I would love to do this. You know, one time when I was a brand-new Christian, very old in life when I became a Christian, it happened in a microsecond, I used to get – I don't know if Danny even knows this, but I used to get up never, ever later. 4 o'clock was as late as I would get up in the morning, and I would spend time with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I would spend time in prayer, in reading. Even if I fell asleep reading the Bible, I would figure, what a small, pitiful – sacrifice that was for me to sit there and read scripture when I was sleepy, when my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was tortured beyond imagination and killed so that people like us, worthless scumps like me, could be saved. You know, so I have, James, I've decided, and you can help me, I want you to pray for me. I want to get up in the morning, maybe not, it doesn't necessarily have to be at 4, but 4:30 or 5, no later than 4:45, and be with the Lord, say prayers, and read scripture. I like to do that. And I would like to see – one thing I'm very proud about the cesspool, and I would like to see continue, exhibit a greater role in promoting our Christian religion. I've noticed gradually, slowly but surely, over the past several years, we have brought Christianity more on the table here in the cesspool. I can tell you flat out, people, if we don't have God on our side, and I'm talking about the God of the Bible, the King James Bible, if we don't give a glory and credit – to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, this show will never ever prosper as much as it could. So I would like to see the political cesspool bring in more and more, spend more and more time. I'm not talking about it bringing it like at church, but I'm talking about we need to have, if maybe a little prayer, we need to get more involved, bring our religious.
Well, you know, one of the things we always say, I'm so glad you brought that up, and I didn't know you were going to bring that up when I asked you what you would like to see this show do more of or accomplish this year. But the thing about it is, 12 years ago when we first went on the air, a little more than 12 years ago now, in fact, 2017, come October of this year, will be our 13th year on the air.
Golly, I'm getting old, man.
But anyway, when we first went on the air a little more than 12 years ago at this point in January, we were the only pro-white show on the that was out there. Not only on AM radio, certainly, still we remain that to this day on this network, but even on the Internet. Even on the Internet, we blazed that trail. Now, there are ubiquitous pro-white podcasts on the Internet, but there is only one.
We did that blaze that trail, by God.
We absolutely did.
We blazed.
We absolutely
it. We
did.
We paid the price too.
We were the first, and I'm thankful for everybody else out there that's offering pro-white commentary on the internet. But we were the first. There's no doubt about it. We were the first on the AM, and the first on the internet to be pro-white and offer pro-white commentary. But also, what makes us unique, even still to this day, though, is that we're pro-white and equally pro-Christian. And we
Absolutely,
will continue
James.
To be pro-Christian, and there's many reasons for that. And there's not very many pro-white, pro-Christian outlets out there. We're the only media outlet that there is, but certainly the League of the South is one. And the Council of Conservative Citizens, which has a new website now, cfcc.us. It used to be cfcc.org, now cfcc.us. Now, I got to get to this very quickly. There's a
one
clip.
Quick thing. One quick thing.
Very quick. We're not going to make it. We're not going
to
make it.
And also, I would like the political cesspool to – and I'm not going to say educate. Lord knows I'm not educated. We need to point out to the people that you cannot be a pro-white, pro-Christian, a pro-Southern station without being Christian.
Okay.
It's one and the same. It's one and the same.
We got to go now. Jared Taylor, our friend from American Renaissance, has made some predictions for 2017 himself. Let's listen to them now.
Hello. This is Jared Taylor with American Renaissance. 2017 is going to be a great year. It's going to build on the momentum of 2016, which is the year that convinced me that our people are finally waking up all around the world. Britain voted to leave the European Union. Austria almost got a real nationalist for president. Marine Le Pen's National Front is the number one party in France. Even in Germany, whipped, apologetic Germany, the Alternative for Deutschland could be the third largest party in the Reichstag next year. But the real stars of 2016 were the East Europeans. In July, Prime Minister Viktor Orban of Hungary said this, "Migration is not a solution, but a problem. Not a medicine, but a poison. We don't need it. We won't swallow it." He has put up razor wire fence on his border and suggested that pigs' heads be hung on it so that Muslims get the message. Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico said this, "Multiculturalism is a fiction. Islam has no place in Slovakia." And when Angela Merkel asked the Poles to take in 7,000 asylum seekers, this was Prime Minister Beata Szydlo's reply, "I say very clearly that I see no possibility at this time of immigrants coming to Poland." And finally, America. Our masters told us that Donald Trump was a racist, sexist, xenophobic, anti-Semitic fascist who would destroy democracy. And we voted him in anyway, which proves that we're not all media-drugged zombies after all. And for all these reasons, 2016 was a great year for headlines. Here's one from the Washington Post. "Americans now think it's okay to say what they really think about race. That's change we can believe in." And from the Daily Mail, "Half of Americans back Trump's temporary Muslim ban. Are you listening, Mr. Trump?" But my favorite headline was from a BuzzFeed article about opposition to immigration, and here it is. "Revealed, : nearly half the adults in Britain and Europe hold extremist views. 90% could oppose immigration, and the dopes at BuzzFeed would still think they were all extremists." There will be even better headlines in 2017. Our opponents can see their world is crumbling. Where they are still in control, they are desperate to hold back the tide. Eastern Michigan University decided to require that a course on black studies, a whole course, be built into every academic major. The university's announcement admitted that this could be tricky, and I quote, "It may be difficult to incorporate black studies into certain natural science majors. I'm sure they'll figure out a way." And George Washington University announced that students can now major in history without taking a single course in U.S. history. It's all just dead white men, after all, like George Washington. And in 2016, the Obama administration told us it was going to demote a dead white man right off the $20 bill and replace him with Harriet Tubman. It had to be a woman, of course, and she had to be black. Every time you hold one of those new bills in your hand, you will be getting a message from Barack Obama and from your government. And that message was the one a white high school teacher in Norman, Oklahoma, had in October for his students one day, and I quote, "To be white is to be racist, period." And if all whites are racist, what's the solution? Another white guy, Professor George Cicciariello Maher of Drexel University, tweeted the answer, and I quote, "All I want for Christmas is white genocide." As I like to say, every orthodoxy lashes out viciously as it dies, and this one's getting vicious. 2016 was the year Twitter, which used to call itself the free speech wing of the Free Speech Party, lashed out, banning some of Mr. Trump's most ardent supporters. The most famous victim was alt-right bomb thrower Milo Yiannopoulos. Well, guess what? Pre-sales of his new book, have pushed it to the number one spot on Amazon, and it won't even be out until March. Well, as our new president likes to say, we are going to win so much, we're going to get tired of winning. And you lefties out there, get used to losing. After all, it's 2017. It's the new current year. Thanks for watching.
All right, that was our good friend Jared Taylor, a regular guest on this radio program, a guest who will continue to appear regularly in the new current year, as he called it, 2017. But a good video here as he reflected on the year 2016 that persuaded him that white people are waking up all around the world. And, of course, that video you just heard was Jared looking back on the year's victories, as we have been doing here in recent weeks, and predicting even greater victories in 2017. Hey, we got one more segment left in the first show of the new year. First show of 2017, wrapping up in just a few minutes here on the Political
Cesspool. That's the best segment that Jared Taylor's ever done.
Stay tuned for that. Here we go.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking, because since I was little I was taught that smoking was wrong. And in school, from a very young age, I was taught that smoking was not acceptable.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think smoking, for everybody, no matter what you say, leads to other things, because it just opens the door wider and wider.
Other studies have found that if you don't smoke in high school, you probably never will.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it, because the way I was raised has helped. And having the faith in God while I was raised and knowing that there would always be somebody there for me has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, folks. We have got one last segment, this first show of the new year. Eddie the Bobbitt Miller has been a friend of my family since before the show started. As everyone knows who is a longtime listener of the show, Eddie first met me in 2002 when I was running for state representative. And since then, we have been boon friends. And, of course, 2002 precedes the founding of this show in October of 2004. And we've known each other since before the show started. So since the show and throughout the entirety of its run, Eddie has been a family friend, not just of me personally, but of my entire family, my parents, my now wife, then girlfriend at the time in 2002, but he knows my children. But as fate would have it tonight on this first show of the new year, my wife actually had some errands to do, so she dropped me off at the studio tonight and is now back to pick me up to take me home. And so we've been talking with her over the course of the last commercial break. Eddie, explain to the audience the woman I married.
Well, I'll tell you, I may be a little biased, but and a lot of people don't know that I'm kind of emotional and sentimental, and I get attached to people. But yes, I have known Danny since she was just a kid. You know, in fact, I don't even know how old is Danny. Was she 29, 28, 30?
Well, she was about 8 when you met her.
Yeah, she was about 8.
No.
Well, I'll tell you what. I remember one of the first times I saw Danny was over at Range USA, and I came up there to see you. Danny had never seen Pappy before. And
her life's never been the same since.
You know what? I'm kind of rough around the edges, you might say, at times. And I could immediately see that Danny was her alarm systems are all going off. And when she saw me, she went to get behind James.
That was probably in 2002. She would have been
about
17.
I thought she was about 10 or 11 years old. You know what? No, but you know, in all seriousness.
So you knew her then, and you know her now.
Over
the course of the next,
I love that kid so much. I'm just crazy about her. In fact, here's something that people don't know. I usually come on, 7:30 roughly, something like that. I always get to the studio and always come by James's house.
You come
on
to my house
to
before you go to the
come
studio.
Come to the studio. Come to James's house on the studio. Not to see James, but to see Danny and his
So
children.
On show nights, what he's saying, on show nights, before we go downtown to the radio station, he'll swing by my house, even if he's not going to come on to the show until
That's
an hour
right.
and a half after we go on the air.
The hell with the show. I'll come to see Danny and the babies.
Hey, but you know what? It takes a special woman. You know, when we met.
Let me tell you about the special woman.
Very
let me tell
quick,
you.
Very
I probably
quick.
See her more than you do. Let me tell you what. She is, it's like she has taken these children and homeschooled them. And their knowledge, I promise I'm not exaggerating. I had the little baby boy tonight. He was 2 years old in October. And he recognized my picture in a magazine. And he points out, Pappy. I mean, he can say prayers. The kid was just 2 years old in October.
Yes,
I didn't teach him that.
To lead prayers.
James didn't
time.
Teach him all that. Danny taught him that. The little girl, she was 6 years old in March.
Yes.
And
our daughter.
She is the consummate little lady. She's so precious. She knows Bible verse after Bible verse after Bible verse. She knows her ABC. And Danny has done all that. Danny has raised her home. Danny never sees bad in anyone like I do. I see bad in most people. Danny sees good in most people. She's such a precious person. I've come to love you and your family, James. I just consider y'all my family. I really do. And if you don't believe that, people, friend and foe listening, if you do not believe that, God help you if you ever try to harm one hair on these people's head, and you will find out. I'm telling the God awful truth.
All right.
Do not ever try anything.
You know, I always brag on my wife on our anniversary in May.
She's precious.
And on her birthday in December and some other times throughout the year. But this is a woman who has stuck by me through my campaign, which was a highly contentious campaign in 2002, as you remember. And then, of course, the entire run of the show from its inception in 2004 until now in 2017. That is a long time. And so as a mother, as someone who homeschools our children, someone who raises my children, that's an awful cross
to bear.
They can
do ballet. They do all kinds of games.
But sure, we do all kinds of stuff. But she's actually here in the studio right now, which is very
we saw ballet tonight.
Very
by the way.
Rare. So I would ask my wife on this first show of the new year. This is a treat for the entire audience. What has it been like to be part of this whole thing for the course of the last Well, I met her in 2001. So
what
I guess
did
you
think
say
about me? 16, tell me what you thought about me when you first
16
saw me.
16 years in the public eye.
Well, that's hard to put into words. It's definitely been an adventure. It's not always easy, but I know that's what you desire to do, and I'm here to support you. And I know that's what you love, and I love you, so.
How about that? If you couldn't hear her because she's not used to keeping the microphone close to mouth and talking loud, she know it's been an adventure. She knows it's what I love, and she loves me, and so she supports me.
She loves
me
Pappy, too.
That's the all seriousness. Can you ask for – all kidding aside, no more joking.
Yeah, I was telling the truth. You know, I would protect y'all with my life in a heartbeat. But I just can't say too much about Dani. She's tolerated all of our crap. We've had fights that people don't know. Me and Keith have fought. Me and James have fought. Keith and James have fought. It's not always just love and dovey around here. Sometimes we get out of hand. But Dani has tolerated all of our crap forever. She's tolerated when we've had one or two drinks. When James, I never partake of alcoholic spirits. No. But when James and Keith have had a little bit too much to drink, she tolerates them. No, but
y'all all act crazy.
Yeah, we act crazy every now and then. She's tolerated this man. She's just precious.
Mostly you and Keith.
No, I thought I was the same in the bunch, man.
I do adore you.
Hey, we had a clip that we're going to play tonight. We're going to push. We had a clip from Brother Nathaniel that's timeless. And since it is timeless, it doesn't have to be played tonight. So we'll actually move that to next week because having my wife in the studio never happens. Never happens.
No, it didn't.
So she's here tonight, this first show of the year. It just so happened that it could work out that way. So why not run out the clock and then we'll go back to Brother Nathaniel next week.
I'd like to say one more thing about Dani. Dani has been an inspiration to me in getting back to my Bible reading and my prayer because Dani's a Christian. She's not fake. Dani's the real deal. And I tell her a lot of my problems.
And she's suffered every indignity that we've suffered.
Yes, she has.
And bearing it as my wife. And I'll tell you.
She's been a guy.
It's certainly harder on a woman to deal with these things than it is for us, even though we don't enjoy it. We accept it because it's part of the battle. But for a woman in this day and age especially, a beautiful woman, and, of course, you can testify to her beauty as a former model and all of these other things that we've always talked about. And she's getting embarrassed.
I would
now.
Say her it hair is true. And her eyes are probably her strongest point.
Stop.
Tell me to stop. All right. But no, anyway, she's beautiful on the inside and out, and she stood by me through all of this stuff. And that is not easy for a woman. Not a lot of women would do that in this day and age, especially when you consider the amount of publicity that this particular show gets and this particular host gets. The threats, yes, all of
we've
it,
had,
all of
we've
it,
had
all of
threats
it.
Hey, listen,
she, I'm telling you to all of these single men out there, and of course, this movement is flush with single men. You can find women like this. Women like this do exist. If I found one, you could find one, but you need to go to church because that's where I found mine, and that's something that I talk about every time we bring it up. That's something we talk about, and she's raising my children, and she's just everything a wife should be. She's everything I ever dreamed my wife could be, and I'm so thankful that she is my wife, and that she's here tonight, We had to dedicate this.
Well,
that's
thankful.
The least we could do.
I'm so thankful to be a part of that, part of this family, and I consider myself part of the family. I know y'all consider me a part of the family. I know that you've told me that, but you wouldn't even have to tell me. I mean, my God, it's just no greater reward. Part of this family.
I would ask her this because we get a lot more time than she does. In fact, we were talking about this actually in the commercial break. I've been on the air for 13 years. She was actually in the studio with us one time back in 2005 or maybe even in late 2004. She said a few words on the show that night. This is only her second time to ever even utter. Now, she's been in the studio since then, but to actually speak on the air. What could be an appropriate question here to ask? Has it been worth the ride?
Absolutely.
You don't regret your husband's indulgences?
No, because this is a dream of yours and something that you've always yearned to do. And if God put a desire in your heart for you to do this, then that's, you doing what God asked you to do.
Let me ask you a question.
No, I got to say this. There's something you don't even know, Eddie, and only Dani knows this. I haven't shared this with anyone else, and not even the audience, and I guess now the audience will know. I was invited to appear on a documentary that would air on a very major television cable television network. And I was sharing that with Danny last night because I always ask her advice and opinion before I make a decision. Well, I guess we'll have to talk about that next week.
I want to, Danny, real quickly, what's your favorite Bible verse?
Hey, look, we're not. It's so many. And that is the truth. This is a Donald Trump moment. Hey, but we're out of time. I would mic her back up, but we are his offspring. We're literally of godly heritage. That's a great
his
one. Image. Okay. Hey, listen, we're out of time. Praise be to my wife on this first show of the new year. Without her, I guarantee you I wouldn't be on the air. That's a fact. And none of you would be listening to us either. Hey, hug your wife's husbands. I'm going to do that in about 10 seconds when I get off the air. Hey, we love you. Happy New Year. We're back with the second show of the new year, 7 days from right now. We'll see you then. God bless you. I'm James Edwards. Good night.